A kind of skinless growth in a wound that's got to be burned out. You have a term for that?
A kind of skinless growth
in a wound that's got to be burned out.
Oh, like a gunshot wound, like they did in the West, burn them out.
You got a name for that?
The growth of it, spread. Puncture wounds now.
Did you ever hear the term proud flesh?
Yes. Like, that is what we call infection now. They call it proud flesh. And what it was, it became very infected, and the flesh, you know, just got all pussy and instead of giving antibiotics like we do now, they had to burn all that old diseased flesh out of them. Cauterize it, in other words, like they would now, you know, to stop the growth of it from spreading.
If you get just a little cut on your finger, what do you put on it to avoid infection?
Methylate.
Okay, what's the brown stuff that stings?
Iodine.
Okay. What's the drug that used to be given sometimes as a tonic for malaria?
There was a three S's. It was know that.
They used to give it. Walter Reed, I think, discovered it during the Spanish.
I know what that is. I just can't think.
Begins with a Q.
Quinine. I mean, what it was all the time, and that's what that three S's is made out of, is quinine.
If a man was shot and didn't recover, you say that he
died.
Okay. Any better in the way of saying it to spare people's feelings? Any other terms that you might use better than he died?
Well, today you would say they died. But now people, they say he passed away.
What about in crude terms? Like you might say, I'm glad that old skin flint finally
died. Passed on.
What about kick the bucket?
Kick the bucket. That was a very common word when I was a child. They'd say so, kick the bucket.
Great, it's flat.
I don't know why he died.
Graveyard.
You don't know why he died, huh?
Okay. Place where people are buried.
In the olden days they called them graveyards. Today we call them cemeteries.
What's the difference in a graveyard and a cemetery?
There's really not a bit of difference in a graveyard and a cemetery. They're one and the same. Now the gardens that they have now have no tombstones in them, and they have no the grave is flat. Where in the graveyards and cemeteries they have mounds and tombstones.
Okay. The box that people are buried in.
Was called today it's called a casket. Then it was called a coffin.
You ever heard the term pinto?
No.
Okay. He was an important man. Everybody turned out for his
funeral.
Okay. You ever heard the term a burial?